Thank you for, thank you for the blood, thank you for the blood of Jesus.
Jesus. I thank you for the precious blood of Jesus that has never lost its power. And we overcome whatever our circumstances tonight, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Lord, I thank you that that blood cries out on our behalf. The same blood, Lord, that you commanded be placed on the lintels and the doorposts and the window frames of the Israelites during Passover when the spirit of death and destruction came. And Father, that the Egyptians suffered, but Lord, your people were protected by the power of the blood. And Father, as this new virus has been released worldwide, this, what is it called, cardio, whatever, virus, Father, that comes from the serpent as its source. And even as they have, the World Health Organization has announced today, Lord, that they're expecting a global pandemic, Father, with millions dying Father, we veto that report in the spirit tonight before the throne of God. And we speak life. We decree Zoe life by the power of the blood of Jesus. Lord, I release your blood over every member of this team, over our families, Lord God, over our churches, Lord God. I decree that that virus will not touch us. Father, your word says that we will abide under the shadow of the Almighty and under your wings. That pestilence, deadly pestilence, will not come near us, Lord. I thank you, Father God, that 1,000 may fall by our side, 10,000 at our right hand, but no harm shall come near our dwelling. And I decree that word over every one of us tonight, Lord, that come near us or our dwelling or our families in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you that the report of global death, Father, this virus has the capacity, they say, to kill 1/3 of the global population, but the devil is a liar. The spirit of death and destruction is under the blood of Jesus. Father, and we cry for rivers of your blood to flow through the nations tonight, flow over South Africa, flow over the UK, flow over the USA, flow over Australia, flow over China. Father, the blood. And I believe God is more powerful than a nuclear explosion. And I'm asking that you saturate our homes, our workplaces. Father, wherever we go, we will be under the covering of the blood of Jesus. Father, I decree the protection of Psalm 91 over us and over our families. And I feel that I need to read out Psalm 91. For those of you who are not aware, there's a global outbreak of a virus that started in China. There's 550 people already, 10,000 in China suspected infected. There are 20 dead, and there are already cases reported in the UK, in the USA, and other parts of the world. But I just want to remind you, and you know, as I was reading this and I was listening to the announcement by the World Health Organization that deals with deadly diseases, fear started gripping me because they started saying how many millions are going to die, 1/3 of the population, and blah, blah, blah. And I just said, you know what, God? I thank you for the power of the blood of Jesus. Because when the plagues hit Egypt, the Egyptians died. But it passed over the homes of every Israelite as long as the blood was on the lintels. And that is why I'm focusing on the blood of Jesus tonight. And I'm decreeing that the angel of the Lord will come now and apply the blood of Jesus on our doors, on our windows, on our bodies, on our workplaces, anywhere we go, whether it's a shopping mall, wherever we go. I decree that we are covered by the power of the blood of Jesus. I decree that a hedge of protection is around us. I decree that a dome of glory covers us. I decree that we dwell in the secret place of the Most High. And I decree this over our children, over our families as well. We stand proxy for our families. And we invoke the promise that God says, 1,000 will fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but no harm shall come near your dwelling. And Father, I am decreeing and holding on to this promise tonight. And I'm decreeing in the promise, Lord, of the blood that caused a Passover of the spirit of death. And I decree over us and our families tonight, Father, that we dwell in the secret place of the Most High. And we abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And we will say of the Lord, you are our refuge and our fortress, our God in whom we trust. Surely you will deliver us from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous deadly pestilence, including virus. And you will cover us with your feathers, and under your wings we will take refuge, Lord. And your truth will be our shield and our buckler. And we will not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that dwells in darkness, nor the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at our side, 10,000 at our right hand, but it will not come near us. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
I need to hear you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And it shall not come near us, and only with our eyes shall we look and see the wicked. because we have made the Lord, who is our refuge, even the Most High, our dwelling place. No evil shall befall us. This virus is included in no evil, and it will not befall us, our families, in Jesus' name. Nor shall any plague come near our dwelling. There it is. Nor shall any plague come near our dwelling, Lord. Your word is yea and amen.
Amen.
What is the name of the virus? Coronavirus. How do you pronounce it? What's the name of this virus? Corona. I know. I want to decree it by name. And I want to command it in Jesus' name. Coronavirus. Father, I thank you that this plague, according to your word, will not come near our dwelling. For you give your angels charge over us and our families to keep us in all of our ways. And in the angels' hands, they will bear us up, lest we dash our feet against a stone. And we shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent. This virus broke out from snakes because the people in China ate the snakes and they got infected and then it spread from them. So, but your word says that we shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent. We shall trample underfoot because we have set our love upon you. Therefore, you will deliver us, Lord. You will set us on high because we have known you by name. And we shall call upon you, and you will answer us. And you will be with us in trouble. And you will deliver us and honor us. You and show us your salvation. So even as locusts are consuming the earth, Lord, eat nations. Even as this deadly virus is spreading, Lord, and whatever they are decreeing, I decree that Psalm 91 is our protection in Jesus' name, and that no plague will come near our dwelling. No evil shall befall us, because your angels protect us. You keep us out of any place where someone infected with this virus might be, Lord. You keep us. You guard our ways and you guard our feet. Our steps are ordered by the Lord, and I decree and declare that you keep us out of any place, Father, that would be a danger to us in the name of Jesus, including families, in Jesus' name. And that the blood of Jesus covers us tonight. In the name of Father, I pray for the families. Even as this outbreak, Father, has spread and fears gripped people's lives after the World Health Organization made that announcement. But we decree and declare, Father, that the fire of God destroys this virus in Jesus' name. Father, I'm asking that you arise and your enemy be scattered, and that you have mercy upon the nations, Lord, and that you cover your people with the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Today, the Lord was speaking to me about Jesus in Gethsemane, and I had a really bad day with like extreme pain today. And I had an encounter early hours of this morning, which I'm not going to share right now. Maybe at a later date. And the Lord started speaking to me about commitment and finishing strong. And the Lord said to me, you know, it's very easy for all of us. Prophet, King James Version, refers to the serpent as the dragon. Wow. So, Bryn just sent me a message now. Remember in Psalm 91, it speaks about the serpent, but the King James Version refers to it as the dragon. And China's symbol, national symbol, is dragon. And the deadly virus that is affecting the world broke out from the source of the dragon. But the Psalm 91 protects us from the dragon. Hallelujah. And the blood of Jesus protects us irrespective of where we are. That's why I decreed that tonight. But the Lord spoke to me that we place a large emphasis on how we start. It's easy to start anything. It's easier to give birth to a baby, but to raise that child until they're at is hard. Would you agree with me, Stuart?
Definitely.
Natalie?
100%. For every parent,
that is online, when we run out here, I'll just start again. It's easier to give birth to that child, even though it's in pain. But the process and the testing and the patience and the challenges that you walk through in the lifetime that is assigned to you as a parent is hard. And the Lord said to me, so it is with our spiritual lives and our natural lives as well. He said, it's a lot easier for us to birth something, especially when we're passionate about it. But it's not that easy to see it through to the end. Sometimes you birth something in passion and in vigor and in excitement, but it's only long-suffering and the fruits of the Spirit that will enable us to maintain something till the end. And God said to me, in these last days, it is important for my church to not only learn how to birth, but to learn how to finish. The Bible says that those who remain steadfast till the end shall be saved. And so even starting this fast, guys, the longer the fast endures, the more difficult it will become to remain faithful and remain passionate. But I want you to remember what the Lord said today about finishing strong. And God said we need to learn how to birth the finishing anointing. Because the finishing anointing will help you to fulfill the scripture that says, run the road with patience. Because the journey is for the swift. This journey is not for the sprinters. The sprinters will run out of energy halfway through the race. This journey is a marathon run. And in the process of that marathon, God works on our fruits so that we can become finished. And he said to me, I want you to meditate on Matthew when I was in the Garden of Gethsemane. And I'm going to read to you from Matthew 26. Reading from verse 36. Then Jesus came to a place called Gethsemane and said to the disciples, sit here while I pray over them. Jesus gave an instruction to his disciples. He said, listen, I've got a very strategic assignment that I'm going to fulfill, but I need you to cover my back while I'm doing this. I need you to travail. I need you to remain in prayer. Then he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and he began to be sorrowful and deeply distressed. Then he said to them, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch with me. Jesus was explaining, listen, this is probably one of the most significant times that I need you to cover me. I need you to pray me through. And the same message that Jesus spoke to his disciples right here in this verse, in Matthew 26:38, Jesus is announcing to the church globally right now, listen, my soul is extremely sorrowful, even to death. But stay here and watch with me. He's saying, listen, the time is short. Listen, the hour is serious and it's urgent. But I need you to stay here with me. And watch with me and I need you to pray. Then he went a little further and he fell on his face and he prayed saying, oh, Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, Lord, but your will be done. Then he came to the disciples and found them sleeping. And he said to Peter, could you not watch with me for only 1 hour? Can you stay with me for 21 days? Can you remain faithful to this 21 days of consecration now? It can be normal for people. You know, we can't make everyone the 21 days. We've got family commitments. We've got work commitments. I understand that. But I'm asking you to hear the message that God is speaking to us. It's not about the 21-day fast. It's about the finishing anointing that God wants to birth in us. It's about him saying, listen, I need you to be sons of Issachar right now. I need you to observe, to get a revelation of the times and the seasons and the hour that we are in. And then I need you to do what is required with that revelation. If you know that we're at the end of the end times, If you know that trumpet could sound any time, if you know that many besides our me, everyone on this call has a need tonight, every one of us have a need that only Jesus can meet. But over and above that, every one of us needs family members to get saved and delivered before that trumpet sounds. So I want all of us to change our mindset about what this fast represents and what it is that we are doing here. What is God trying to birth in you and I? It's not for Prophet Belinda. Like Kirsten said last night, we do what we do as unto the Lord. But God wants to birth a finishing anointing in you and me. And sometimes that finishing anointing comes through a fruit of the Spirit that many never even mention from the pulpit, and it's called long-suffering. And this message of hyper-grace lets you think that God is so good that he's never going to let you suffer. It's a lie. I've suffered for 12 months and 6 months. Did God cause it? No. Is he going to use it? Absolutely. I am birthing the anointing of long-suffering. And by the way, it's not for Prophet Belinda. It's for every son and daughter of God. It's one of the virtues that God said you need. It's written there. In trials, your faith will be birthed and grow. And through that process, you will birth patience and long suffering. It's not for me. It's for every son and daughter of God. That here is sometimes there are things that take long, but it's birthing character, it's birthing long suffering, and it's birthing faith and patience in you. Patience have its perfect work in you. And more important than the gifts of the Spirit, hear me, by the Spirit of God tonight, is the fruit of the Spirit. The gifts come quickly. I can lay my hands on you and impart a prophetic gift tonight, and every single one of you will prophesy. I will pray a prayer for the Holy Spirit to fill you, and every single one of you will speak in tongues. That does not mean that you have birthed the fruits of the Spirit. The gifts of the Spirit are immediate. The fruits of the Spirit come through suffering. You only birth joy when you go through a situation where you really, really, there's no reason for you to be happy. You only birth patience when you've gone around the mountain so many times and you've got no more strength. And it's like, God, how much further? How much longer? You only birth peace where you're in the midst of conflict and turmoil. And tonight, God is saying that more important than me birthing gifts in you is me birthing the fruit of the Spirit. Because the fruits of the Spirit is what makes you look like me. The fruits of the Spirit is what transfers you into my image and into my likeness. And Jesus said to them, couldn't you watch with me for 1 hour? Then he said to them, pray, lest you enter into temptation. Listen to what that means. The first time he said, watch and pray. And he came back and they were asleep. So he woke them up and he said, hey, couldn't you watch with me for 1 hour? So now when I'm going back to pray and I'm giving you instruction, watch and pray. Unless you fall into temptation. Remember that part. Unless you fall into temptation. Jesus is giving us a revelation that it is only in our obedience to watch and pray and we will not fall for the temptation of the enemy and for the trap, the net, the cage, the situation that he set up for us. The only way we survive that situation is we continue to watch and pray. It's hard to watch and pray over a long period when you're going through long suffering. But that's how you birth the fruits of the Spirit, and that's how you birth the finishing anointing. And if you want to achieve anything great in your life, let me tell you, the easiest part is receiving the idea and the inspiration and passion. The hard part is seeing it through rain, snow, sickness, blood, long suffering. That's the hard part. And that's what God is birthing you in. Tells them a second time, watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. And then he says, the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak.